Ever get the feeling that, like, when it comes to why people work off the books, there's got to be more to it? It's not always as simple as just trying to, make some extra cash out of the table.
Right.
Right. So that's what we're diving into today, the informal economy. And we've got some research that really kind of flips the script on what we think we know about why people do it. I mean, think about it. You've got your street food vendors everybody loves, or, finding a handyman who's, let's just say, flexible when it comes to paperwork. That's just the tip of the iceberg, right? And I know you love to look at things from all angles, so this is going to be good.
What I find fascinating about this particular research is it goes way beyond just theory. These researchers, they use real data from people in seven different countries.
Seven.
That's a lot.
Seven,
Oh.
okay. We're talking China, Ecuador, Egypt, Mexico, Peru, South Africa, and Yemen.
Okay, so we're talking about a pretty global perspective then.
Absolutely, a global perspective.
And here's the other thing that I think is really interesting about this is that the researchers, they didn't just like, look at economic indicators from afar. They actually asked people directly about their work.
Exactly.
No judgment, just honest insights.
It's really interesting because they relied on what we call self-reported data. And what we find is that that often reveals more nuanced perspectives than just looking at, as I said, the hard economic indicators.
Right, because sometimes the official numbers don't always tell the whole story, right?
Exactly.
So we've got to address the elephant in the room, I guess you could say, and talk about demographics for a second.
Yeah.
Now, the study did find that, statistically speaking, being male, middle-aged, married, and having a higher level of education did make informal work a bit less likely.
Yeah, those are some of the usual suspects for sure.
Right. But here's the thing that I thought was so interesting, and I think you'll find this interesting too, is that those factors weren't nearly as influential as you might think. What really kind of threw me for a loop was the impact of people's beliefs,
Yes.
and particularly their beliefs about government and the economy. That's where things get really interesting.
Absolutely, and it's true. This research found that actually people who work in the informal economy often are more likely to support things like government intervention when it
Heck
comes
yeah.
to things like income equality, even support for things like government-run businesses.
Hold on a second. That's kind of the opposite of what I would expect, I
Right.
think. Because, if you're already working outside of the system, you would think that you would want the government to kind of back off a little bit, not get more involved.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what makes this finding so compelling, because it
Yeah.
really makes you think, is it their belief in the need for a stronger government presence that leads them to informal work, or does working informally somehow shape those beliefs? It's almost like a chicken and egg situation.
Okay, so walk me through this a little bit. I need like an example of how this might actually play out in real life.
Sure. Well, let's say you've got someone who already really believes in a strong social safety net, right?
Okay.
They might be more likely to feel okay with taking a chance on informal work because they figure, hey, if things don't work out, at least there's something to fall back on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They might even see the formal sector as being too, I don't know, like every man for himself,
Right.
kind of cutthroat, and that doesn't really sit right with them. So informal work almost becomes a way for them to opt out of a system that they don't feel aligns with their values.
Okay, I can see that side of it. But what about the opposite then? Like, how could working informally actually, I guess, strengthen that belief in a strong government?
Well, think about it. The day-to-day reality of informal work, right? It often means inconsistent income, maybe no benefits, always kind of wondering if you're going to have work the next day, that kind of experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it could definitely make someone think, you know what? The government should be doing more to create a system that's a little more fair for everybody.
Right.
They're living with the consequences of limited government support, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of just fuels their desire for a stronger safety net.
Totally. It's like, hey, I'm out here on my own, so the least you could do is make sure that the rules are fair for everyone. You know? That's really interesting. That actually resonates with me more than I thought it would when we first started talking about this. You know, something else that I thought was surprising was this whole idea of trust. And the study actually found that informal workers tend to trust the government more than like big corporations or even unions.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's funny, we always hear those stories about people who are really skeptical of the system,
Rice.
but For folks in the informal economy, it seems like it might be a different story, according to this research.
Yeah, it reminds me of a friend of mine who's always so skeptical of banks,
Yay.
right? But then will turn around and put all their money into cryptocurrency. And you're just like, wait, you trust that system, but not this one. It's like everybody's got their own internal logic going on.
Absolutely. And speaking of unexpected findings, this next one really kind of made us scratch our heads a little bit. There was a connection, a link between political participation and the likelihood of someone working informally.
Okay. All right. Lay it on me. What's the connection?
So people who are actively participating in those, kind of more traditional political activities, things like voting or being part of political parties, they were actually less likely to be engaged in informal work.
See, now that just seems counterintuitive. You would think that if you are already working outside of the system, you'd be more likely to also want to like shake things up politically, too.
Right, exactly. But here's a thought. Maybe, just maybe, when people feel like they actually have a voice in the system, when they feel like they can actually make a difference through traditional means, like voting, they feel less of a need to kind of operate outside of it.
So their political involvement makes them feel heard.
Exactly.
And then they don't feel like they have to go rogue.
Exactly.
It's like choosing to work on a group project, like collaboratively, as opposed to just going off and doing your own thing because you're like, well, no one's listening to my ideas anyway.
That's a great way to put it. And it's really important to remember, though, that this doesn't mean that informal workers aren't political, right?
Right.
It's just that they might be engaging in different ways, maybe on a more community level or through activism that wasn't necessarily captured by this particular study.
That's a good point. Just because you don't see it reflected in the study doesn't mean that it's not happening. Speaking of things not always being what they seem, let's talk about this whole religion angle, because this one, I'll be honest, I was not expecting this. The study found a connection between, being religious and informal work, and I'm not really sure what to make of it.
Well, this is where those nuanced perspectives become really important because we kind of went into this thinking that we might see, a correlation between religiosity and a higher likelihood of informal work,
Right.
maybe due to like a distrust of secular institutions or something like that.
Yeah, I think I'd even read some research about that. Like, in some cases, that could be a factor. But that's not what this research found.
No, not at all. In fact, this study actually found that people who said they practiced religion more often were actually less likely to be engaged in informal work.
Wow. Okay, so how do we make sense of that? Is that just like a cultural context thing, or is there something else going on there?
It's probably a little bit of both, and I think it just highlights the danger of making these broad generalizations about any group of people,
Right, right.
including those involved in informal work. I think what's really cool about this study is that it challenges some of that previous research and just adds another layer of complexity, which, as you know, we love complexity.
We do. This deep dive is really living up to its name. We're really going beyond these simple explanations and starting to see the human side of these economic choices.
And that's what's so important.
Yeah. But before we go too far down the rabbit hole here, let's kind of bring it back for our listener for a second.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that understanding these motivations, these beliefs about government, that it was important. But I'm curious, like, why? What's the so what here? What's the takeaway for someone who's listening to us maybe while they're like, getting their morning coffee or commuting to work?
I think the big takeaway here is that it forces us to look at informal work not as this like simple economic equation,
Right.
but as something that's also very social and political. Because at the end of the day, it's tied to people's, core beliefs about what's fair, what opportunities should be available to people, what role the government should play.
Right.
These aren't just people who are trying to like cheat on their taxes or, skirt regulations. I mean, there are really complex factors at play here.
It's kind of like what we always say about, well, a lot of things, right? Like the answers are never just about the economics of it. There's always more to it.
100%. And it's easy to sort of, jump to conclusions about people, especially when we're talking about something like the informal economy. But what this research shows us is that no, people are bringing like a whole set of values and beliefs and experiences to the table.
Totally. It's a good reminder that the person you see, on the corner selling street food, or hey, maybe even the person driving your rideshare, their choice to work in the informal economy, it might be driven by some of the same things that, we all think about. Things like fairness and opportunity and what's the government even for,
It's really about kind of taking a step back and recognizing just how complicated their situation might be. You know, trying to challenge those quick judgments that we all make sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here today, everything from demographics to that whole thing about religion and informal work. You know, if there's one thing I really want our listeners to take away from this deep dive, it's that sometimes just understanding the why behind people's choices, it can really change your whole perspective.
I completely agree. And when we start to see those nuances, those complexities, then it forces us to like rethink the solutions too. You know, if someone's choosing to work informally because what they're really craving is a stronger social safety net, you can't just come in and crack down on regulations, right? I mean, that might actually make things worse.
Exactly. It really makes you wonder, you know, what if the key to actually addressing some of the trickier parts of the informal economy, what if it's really about addressing these deeper needs, this need for things to be fair, for everyone to have a real shot?
I mean, now that is a thought-provoking question. And that's what I love about research like this, you know? It doesn't just help us understand things better, it also opens up all these new possibilities.
It's like that saying, right? When you know better, you do better. And I feel like after this deep dive, we all know a lot better.
I couldn't agree more.
So next time you know, interact with someone who's working in the informal economy, just remember what we talked about today. Their story is way more complicated than you might think, and their beliefs about the world, about the way things should be, well, they might just surprise you.
Maybe this is even the start of some new ideas, new solutions, or even just a better understanding between all of us.
Now, wouldn't that be something? Thanks for joining us on this journey, everybody. Until next time, keep asking those tough questions and stay curious.